Turn to the one beside of you and say, you sure look good today. Amen. Well, isn't it good to be among family today? Thank you for celebrating Easter with us here at Northview. We thank you for coming. Those of you that's visiting with us today, thank you for being a part of our service today. And we know that many of you drove quite a ways to be here. Thank you for being here. Where'd you say your family's?
They're from Missouri.
That's on the other side of Mount Olive, right?
That's on the other side of Mississippi.
Mississippi, oh, okay. Just take a left. I got you. We're glad that you are here with us today. All of you guys visiting today, so thankful to have all of you today. All of you are our family, and we just thank you so much. I thank you for letting me be a part of your family. It's a great opportunity to be here today. I'm not going to hold you just for a few minutes this morning. I know a lot of stuff's going on with families today, but I did want to give you a fresh word today. So if you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Sometimes in special services like this, we get cliches and you pretty much hear the same thing year after year. And so I've been praying for something fresh that I could share with you, and I feel that the Lord has done that for me. Luke chapter 23, verse 34, and then we're going to go back and look at a couple other verses in that chapter. Of course, Jesus at this point in time is in the process of being crucified. And some very powerful things he says here. In verse 34, there's a word that begins this sentence in the King James Version. Different translations have different ones, but as I was looking through the translations, this is the one that stuck out of me today, so I'm going to use the King James Version today, and it said, then. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. The word that jumped out to me is then. And for a few minutes this morning, I want to talk about the word then. In the English language, it's an adverb. It means after that, next, or afterward. And so Jesus is in the process of going through this horrible crucifixion. And he's just pretty much receiving it all because of his love for us. But then the translation says, then he begins to speak. As you know, there was a process of time where he was quiet. Let me show you some of that. Just flip the page over and let's go to the first verse of chapter 23 in the book of Luke. The question is today, what are we going to do with our lives next? What's next in store for our lives? Where do we go from here? What are we going to accomplish from here on out? Jesus certainly was orchestrated. His time was laid out, and he was about the Father's business. But I want you to see here some attitudes. You know, as Jesus was coming to the end, everyone turned on him. And it said here in chapter 23, verse 1, and the whole multitude of them. And as I begin to read this, you know, we've got to be careful about the them people. You ever heard somebody come to you and say, well, they said. Well, who said that? They said. And so there's some they people out there, and there's some them people out there who never seemingly identify themselves, but there's always that negative flow. We live in a world today that's always telling you there's nothing about God, there's nothing real about this. This is just a bunch of people who are leaning on a crutch called Jesus, and they don't understand what real life's about. How many of you sitting here today understand what real life's about? Some of you that's lost loved ones and lost parents and lost husbands and wives and gone through trouble in your life, you've experienced what life is about, haven't you? You've experienced what it is to have a great God like him to lean on and realize he's not a crutch, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today. So you got to understand that Jesus came just like orchestrated. He's lived just like it was prophesied. But yet there's a conflict, because there are many, many people who there's nothing to it. So they and them, be careful of who influences you. And I want you to think about your life right now. Where are you going to go from here? Forget about yesterday and all in the past. Where are you going to go from this moment forward? And so Jesus standing here, just picture it in your mind. He knows who he is. But yet everybody around him is saying, there's nothing to you. So he's taking it all in. So they and them send him to the courts, which is Pilate, who's the ruler at this time. And they begin to accuse him. And they begin to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation." Now, I don't want to get tied up in all of this terminology, but I want to go back just a minute. And they begin to accuse him. And I got to say, what are you accusing him of? Many people today stereotype things in their mind, and automatically they got an opinion formed. There are many people today who recognize Christ through a church or through people, but they've never really known him. I like what James said today. He's got a personal experience with him. Thank God for church. Thank God for people. But how many of you know that people in churches and buildings and all that stuff will let you down? But God will never let you down. How many of you know that when you build faith in something other than God, it always lets you down? But he's there. So they and them will always have an answer of why you don't need to move forward with your life and put things together in Christ. They'll always have an answer, but they begin to accuse him. And I'm just asking questions here. What are you accusing him of? What did he do? Well, let's see. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He performed miracles. Get this now. The they and the them, they don't believe nothing. I mean, they don't even believe. And if you're a they or them, I love you. But they don't even like themselves, much like anybody else. But you know, one day Jesus heals this guy, and they get bent out of shape because he healed him on the Sabbath day. Doesn't matter that he was healed, but you healed him at the wrong day. I mean, can you imagine that? I got healed, and man, I guess it's not going to be working because it's the wrong day. How many of you know any day is good for healing? Amen. But see, that's what the they and them will do. They'll put that in your mind and say, oh, and there's nothing to this stuff, you know. And so they begin to accuse him. And verse 3 said, and Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, which he very little conversation going, just three words, he said, "You said it. You said it." Then said Pilate to the chief priests, and look at what it says in verse 4, I don't find any fault in this man. And look at the verse 5. They got madder. They got madder. And it says they were furious, saying, "He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." He's got everybody stirred up. How did he get them stirred up? He began to meet their needs. I want to tell you, don't turn away Christ until you give him a chance to meet your needs. There's a lot of people that will let you down in this world. There's a lot of preachers and churches and all that stuff that will let you down. But that's not who your faith is in anyhow. It's got to be in him. And all he did was meet their needs. You see, they would go to the synagogue day in and day out and nothing happened. But when Jesus came in, things happened. And how many of you are really looking for something to really be real? You just want what's real. I really believe that most people really just want something real. But you're like me. You've just seen so much fake, so much phony that you pretty much say everything is. But everything's not. Because God is real. Turn to the one beside him and say, God is real. He's real. Now, they couldn't do nothing with Jesus because they didn't have no legitimacy there. I said I wasn't going to preach very long this morning. Y'all believe that? Okay. See, y'all don't believe nothing. Amen. Verse 6. It's hard doing what I do. I want y'all to know that it's hard doing what I do.
Well, I only get to see you every once in a while, so I just know it.
Thank you, dear. Amen. Amen. Y'all heard that. Amen. Verse 6. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And in verse 7, this is good right here. He don't know what to do with him, so he's let me see. Oh, okay, I'm going to put him off on this guy. So he says over here, he says, as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, this is not my jurisdiction. You go to Herod. So he goes over to Herod's jurisdiction and said, when Herod saw Jesus, look at verse 8. Verse 8 is kind of confusing a little bit. It said, when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long time. Because he knew he was real, but because he had heard many things of him and hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. See, he knew that he was real. See, I believe all of us have a voice inside of us that we know, but sometimes we're gifted on putting something over that voice. How many of you ever done anything you knew you shouldn't do it, but you done it anyway? You knew you shouldn't do it, but you done it anyway, and then when you done it, you wish you hadn't have done it. I knew better. Maybe that ain't for nobody here, but you share that with somebody. Share that for somebody when you see. Verse 9, then he questioned with him many words, but answered him nothing. Now, Jesus didn't say nothing now. He's gone into a silent mode, and he's not saying nothing. See, because I believe there comes a point in time, you just got to believe. You got to believe. And so Herod can't do anything with him. And so, to make a long story short, they basically turn him over to the people to please the people. You got to look at your life sometimes and say, am I just living life to please everybody, or am I really being real with myself? It's easy to say, well, this is wrong and that's not real, because you know what? You're exactly right. There's a lot of things in this world that are not real. And Jesus now is standing in the midst of all this agony, and he's just standing there. And now they get ready to crucify him, and then they go through the process of beating him and mocking him and just really turning the wolves on him. Because I'm going to say this, and don't, if you don't remember nothing else, remember this. We believe what we want to believe. Is that true? And you know what? Our minds are so structured that it's hard to make us believe something we don't want to believe. See, we don't want to believe that there is such a God like this that can come and do these things for our lives, because we've heard him demonstrate in so many ways. So many ways people have described God as, you got to do this, can't do that, got to look like this, can't look like that, and all this stuff. And so we just get confused, and so we just say, you know, just not going to believe that. But in our heart, you got to accept this part. In our heart, we know we're not happy. We buy stuff, that don't do it. We get titles in life, that don't do it. How many of you ever got something you really, really wanted, and it was really nice for a while, but then it just kind of, yeah, I want something else now, right? But see, he's the only one that I've ever come in contact with in my life that'll satisfy you to the point that you don't even understand what's going on, but you know it's going to work out. Does that make sense? So Jesus is standing there, and he's not saying nothing, because he don't have to defend himself. He's lived his life now. And so in verse 34 comes on with the word then. And I only got a couple of thens for you, and then we're going to go. Then we're going to go. Number one, then. Then means after that, next, or afterward. So after all this, then Jesus says, Father, forgive them. Can you imagine that? They've cussed him, they've beat him, they've plucked his beard out, his back is like hamburger, they beat him, and it's just mangled. And he's standing there, and he's having to gasp for breath because his diaphragm is just exploding. And he's having to gasp for breath. And as he gasps for breath, he's saying, Father, forgive him. Because they don't know. They don't know. And you know what he's saying? They don't know me. They don't know me. So I got some thens for you real quick. Number one, then, what do you believe? What do you believe? What do you really believe? You ask people about what? Well, what do you believe? Well, I went to church a few years ago, and I tell you what, I just did blah, and I'm just through with it. I didn't ask you about church. I asked you what, but you see how they relate? Then, what do you really believe today? All right, second then. See, I'm doing good. I'm moving. You see, I'm doing good. What are you going to do with what you believe? See, I was one like you. I hang with the crowd. You know, we always want to be with one of the crowd. We don't want nobody to kind of, you know, we don't really want no pressure, peer pressure. So we kind of go with the flow, even though we don't like. Have you ever been to a restaurant to eat and you didn't even like the food, but everybody else wanted to go there? Y'all don't go out there? Hey, McDonald's has got a dollar menu. Let me tell y'all that. If y'all don't know, if you ain't been out much. But what are you going to do with what you believe? A lot of people kind of shove it down because, you know, I really don't feel like I need to do that. But, you know, everybody else is, so I'm just going to go with the flow. You know what happens with that? We lose who we are. Somebody's got to be a leader. What America needs today is a leader. I get so sick of this political junk on TV, and I'm going to get into that, I promise you. But everybody's just trying to tear down one another. We need leaders. Amen? We got men and women on the fighting lines giving their lives, and they deserve a leader. Amen? Amen. The third thing, do you know what you're doing right now? Then means I'm moving to the next step. Do you know what you're doing right now? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Are you existing? Are you going with the flow? Are you being what everybody wants you to be? Or who are you? You see, what I've learned about serving God is that there is a point that you've got to serve Him, just you and Him. And see, when you and Him start serving Him, you bring Him all your junk. Because how many of you know y'all got junk? Everybody got junk. Turn to the woman beside of you. Now, this is a good point right here. You got junk. Tell them. You got some junk. Now, y'all got that get out of jail free card right there. She ain't going to get mad at you. I just did what the preacher said. But how many of you know we all got stuff? But we hang on to this stuff and suppress it because we don't want to be real with ourselves. But three things. What do you believe? What are you going to do with what you believe? And what are you doing right now? And then the last thing is, what are you going to do next? Jesus stood there. He heard all these accusations. He could have got mad. He could have said, you know, forget this. He could have called 10,000 angels to come and say, you know, I'm tired of this. This unruly bunch of people, they don't deserve forgiveness. I'm going home. How many of you know he could have done that? Have you ever been really forgiven for something? Have you ever gotten in trouble with something and somebody came to you and said, it's okay, don't worry about it, forget it? Do you remember how you just felt, man? Well, that's what he did. He decided not to go with the opinion of men, and he decided to do what the Father told him to do. And so he just stands and he says, Father, forgive them, because they don't know me. Because if they knew me, they knew that I would love them no matter what. A church might reject you. A preacher might reject you. Whatever. But he'll never reject you. Because he loves you. And you know what? I'm good with not fitting in some molds of people. Because I don't want to be in their molds. You know? I just want to live the rest of my life being who God made me. And God made you a wonderful, special person. You've got special things about you. And He loves you. And He understands that you've got problems. He understands you've got stuff in your life. He just looked at the Father and said, Father, I hear him. You know, he hear him. He can hear him. I'm good with that. Just forgive them. Because they don't know me. Because if they knew me, they would be coming to me. And I don't know what your view is today. We're going to close right now. I promise. We're going to close. But I don't know what your view is of God or church or any. I don't know all that. But all I know is there is a God who sent his son Jesus, who today all over the world we celebrate, a God that loved me enough to come to me and say, you know what? I know you're messed up. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. I know you're not perfect, and I know you deal with it every day. Listen, I just want to help you deal with it. I just want to help you. And boy, he'll love you. He won't never turn on you. He won't never walk away from you. He stands right there. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet this morning, and I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. We're going to have a closing prayer right now, and I just want you to know we're going to make this whole church an altar. I'm not going to ask you to come out. I won't embarrass you. I won't never, ever do that. But as your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I just feel like giving an opportunity, just in case there's someone here today that really doesn't know the Lord, like you really want to know him. You've heard about him. You've been to church and you've heard people talk about him. But you really don't know him. And his heads are bowed today. No one's looking around. So you can feel free to let your heart go this morning. How many here be honest and say, I got some stuff in my life I need some help with? Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me. Thank God for those hands. Thank God. Thank God. Hands are going all over everywhere. Thank God for that. Did you know when you raised your hand right there, God just, he just grabbed your hand with his hand and said, I love you and I'm willing to help you through whatever you're going through. Father, you've seen every hand that was raised here this morning, and God, we turn it over to you, Lord, because you are able. God, I'm so glad you don't judge us. I'm so glad that you don't come on us with a ball bat, and every time we make a mistake, you just beat us. You just love us and you help us get to the point that we don't want to do that no more. Father, you've seen a lot of hands go up here today, and Lord, we call on you now. In the name of Jesus, we call on you that from our then, from now on, we're going to begin to turn to you and call on you and ask you for help. God, you've seen every hand. We thank you today, Lord, for dying on the cross and raising on the third day. And you did that for us so that we would have a friend that we could turn to today. Father, thank you for what you did for us in Easter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to say one thing before you leave today. There are many of you raised your hands today, and I want to say something to you. You say, well, how do you pray? Or what do you say? Listen, you can talk to God just like you talk to everybody. He loves you. You say, Lord, I just need you. I messed up or whatever. You know what? You just start building that relationship with him. You just start loving him just like you build a relationship with your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, whatever. You just start talking to him. And you know, you don't have to have these big elaborate prayers. How many of you know you can say, Lord, help me, I need you. Amen. And that's a good prayer, amen. So God loves you, he's with you, he died for you. What are you going to do next? In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.